Hello again. Yeah, the church is back. Yeah, God is good. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good, and he's good to all. So welcome again to the Mitaki Green Chapel English Service, International English Service. I'm always so happy to be in this place. I don't know about you, but I always look forward to coming here. We live in Japan, where most of us live very far from the church, and so we just have one day to be in the sanctuary. And it's not about the sanctuary or the people, but it just makes a whole difference to be in the presence of the Lord. David said, I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. So it's good to be happy to come to church, because this is the house of God, and it feels joy in my heart every Sunday morning when I look forward to coming to the house of God and just being here, even if no one was here. But when you're just here, it makes a huge difference, especially in a country like Japan, where there's so many places like this one, but where there's no God there. But there's a lot of entertainment and a lot of good stuff going on. But this is a different place. We are here because God is here. We are not here because we are here to talk to each other, to talk about our week, to talk about our life, to talk about our new plans for the new year in April. We are not here about that. We are here because God is here. We believe in a God who is alive and who lives in our hearts and who works. You know, in Japan, there are so many good luck charms, you know. Sometimes I ride in my Japanese friends' cars and have charms at the front of their cars, and you ask them, this is for good luck, this is for this and this. Our God is not a God of good luck. We believe in a God who is alive and who hears prayers and who answers prayers. So that's a very important thing about Christianity and Christians. And that gives us joy to know that God hears our prayers. And as long as we pray according to his will, we can be sure that he will hear us and he will give us our desires. But even if he doesn't give us, he knows there's something better or something for us. So it's not that I'm praying that I'll get this job this April and then because God is alive and he answers prayers, I get the job. No, or that I'll be lucky to get the job. No, God might not want me to take this job for some very good reason. And so he makes sure I fail the interview. I don't get that job. And I still praise God because I trust him. He knows what is best for me. So even if I'm not getting the job, I don't say I was unlucky. I say God answered my prayer by denying me this job because he knows my heart. He knows maybe I will not love him as much as I do if I get the new job. So God sees our lives in so many dimensions. So he doesn't just answer because we pray. There are cases where you'll pray for someone who is sick and they will die. God has a will in that. You remember when somebody in the Bible died and Jesus said his death is for God to be glorified, you know. Lazarus, they wanted Lazarus to be prayed for so that he can be healed. Then Jesus delayed 4 days, and he came when he's already dead, and people are crying and say, why didn't Jesus come to pray for Lazarus so that he can be healed? Why did he come after 4 days? Because Jesus could have come and prayed for Lazarus to be alive, but he didn't do that. And that happens in our lives also. God will let something die. He will not answer and let it die because he has something better. Something greater to do. And so that's the level of trust God wants us to have in him. To know that he has the master plan of our lives. We can only see a small portion of our lives. I can only see this year, I want to do this. But God is seeing 5 years, 10 years down the line. So as long as I trust him, I present my requests to him and just let him answer in the best way according to him. Amen. So we are blessed to be here today, and I'm so happy to see you, each one of you. I'm always happy to see you. You encourage me. I see God in you, you know. Each one of us is carrying God, is carrying Jesus. So when I see you, I know that, I met God on Sunday because I saw so-and-so. Amen. So this is time for testimonies and prayer requests. It's open time. I want to invite you to come and share with us something from your heart, even if you just have a scripture. And welcome, Tim just came and make a bigger congregation. So if you have something in your heart, it could just be a scripture. By the way, let's realize, this time is not just for testimony. Some of us have songs in our hearts. You can sing to God, you know. I'm always reminded of the style of church back in my country in Kenya, you know. So it's time for you to sing, to read a scripture, to just encourage people, you have a prayer request. So it's free time, please. Welcome and share with us.
Well, I haven't sat down yet, so I might as well keep standing. Hi, everybody. My name's Tim. Just ask your prayers, as usual, for our son, Micah. Grace, you talked to Art and Darcy last night, right? Late last night? Or you just got a message from them? Oh, did you share already about that? You haven't shared about that? Okay. Well, just continue to pray. I think Grace has a lot more updated information than I do, so I'll let you share it later. But he's called Toshe a couple times this past week to talk a little bit, and so we just continue to pray. we had a good counseling session. Maybe I mentioned that before with Art and Toshe and I. And I know Art and Darcy are going through some counseling themselves, so if you could pray for them too. And just as I was coming in the front door, I met Michelle and Rachel, right? Was it Rachel? They're going to, Karen, I'm sorry. So I get names confused all the time. Sorry. I know the face really well, but I get names confused. Karen and Michelle, and they said, please, please, please pray for us. So please pray for them. If you've ever given a presentation at a conference before, or if you can imagine what that's like, please pray, because it can be very, a person can get very nervous. But pray there'll be a good testimony, and they'll really give good presentations, and it'll be a very blessed time. So please pray for Karen and Michelle, that whole group, and please pray for our son Micah. Thank you.
My name is Mihoko. today's testimony is about Mikio. And Mikio and I read this book, Timothy Keller's God's Wisdom for Navigating Life, in English and also in Japanese, every morning together. And he said several days ago, it's good for him to read every day this Bible book, because only twice a month is good, definitely good, but it's better to read his word every day. Wow. I don't know what's going on among us or behind him or behind me, but I would believe that I can't see now, but I hope. Amen. Thank you very much. And last Sunday and Monday, Akiko came home to stay with us one night, and we walked together and ate together and chatted together. She thanked us a lot. So, yeah, it's a short time, but meaningful to us. Thank you. I would appreciate if you would pray for Hitomi Nagano. Dr. Hitomi Nagano, she is a closest friend of Akiko, our daughter. And now she is going to go to France, Bordeaux, to study again for year. But in France, the situation is not safe enough. Yellow Jacket group are disturbing, as far as I know, through the news, international news. So she works for the Christian University in Tokyo, Jochi Daigaku, to teach law. And at the end of this March, she's going to travel to Bordeaux in France to study for 1 year. So please pray for her.